Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before, no, no. Yeah. I just want to tell you right now that, I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on me, yeah. Oh, if I see something. Oh, something's got a hold on me right now, child. Oh, if I see something. Let me tell you now, I've got a feeling, I feel so strange. Everything about me seems to have changed. Step by step, I got a brand new walk. I even found sweeter.
Something's got a hold on me. And that song has a lot of different connotations in it about love. But is it really love? It's been beautiful here today. The other days it was freezing, but it still was a good day because I was in it. And I'm quite sure you out there listening was in it too. So it was good for you as well. Any day that God made is beautiful. Getting ready to do some big things. I got a little thing I'm working on. When I'm done with it, I'll let you guys know. But right now, I'm keeping it undercover on the down low. And not that down low, but you know the down low I'm talking about. Okay, tonight's show is, the topic of tonight's show is, I almost forgot, what women won't do for love. And I want to say good evening to my two co-hosts that are on the line, Rhea and Danny. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
How are you? Okay. Tonight's topic, the reason why I'm doing this topic is because I guess you girls know by now I watch a lot of television, you know, ID, I really haven't been watching Maury Povich that much because I'm sick and so sick and tired of You're Not the Father and, you know, all that crazy stuff. But him, ID, Steve Harvey, you know, different programs like that, Steve Wilco. And lately it's been a lot of women who are doing a lot of crazy things in the name of love, like they're killing, lying, cheating, you know, just doing a lot of crazy things and, you know, doing it in the name of love, because I watched Steve Welko the other day. There was a young lady on there. Her and her father was in a sexual relationship. And this girl was just so brainwashed by her father until it was pathetic. She found out that he was cheating on her. She said that if he cheated on her, that she would leave him. Now, come on. Number one, why are you even in a relationship? That's the nastiest thing I think could ever happen in a relationship, is someone to be in a relationship with their father. Not only is that incest, pedophilia, rape, molestation, all that wrapped into one thing, and they when he came out, they kissed, and it really turned my stomach to see something like that happen. This girl, I think she was like 18 years old, and she even wanted to get pregnant by her father. She thought she was pregnant, and he said, no, you don't want no baby. Baby could come out retarded and all this other kind of stuff. Now, if you think that much of not having a baby, why can't you think that much of not even having sex with your daughter? Mm. And they're going raw at that.
Oh, wow. Where's the mom at?
Well, the mother, they were separated. But she came on the show as well, and he had poisoned the little girl's mind about her mother, you know, telling the little girl that her mother had sold her and made her do this and do, you know, they give them the polygraph test. The mom passed. But when they gave the father the polygraph test, did he ever cheat on the girl? He failed. He told this girl, you know that thing is lying, but when she said she'd never been with anybody else but her father, this and that, she passed. He actually convinced this girl to believe that the test was lying on him.
Wow, but, she walked believing it?
Yeah, but I think she came back a year later or something, because this was an old story. She came back, and her and her father, they were no longer in a relationship. Her and her mom became friends, and she said that he had choked her, you know, was abusing her, you know, just treating her like trash. So she started going with a friend of her father's was there when he was, you know, abusing her and all this kind of stuff. So she's with that guy now. But, you know, it really kills me how a person can be so brainwashed to go for something like that. You know, your father being in a sexual relationship with your father. Come on. Yeah, now that's past sick. That is just, they should have locked him up. He should have been locked up for, like I said, pedophilia, rape, molestation, and all the other things. But, you know, that's, pardon?
I said, yeah, he should have been locked up for that.
That was, I don't care if she's old or white. She should have been locked up for that. That should be a law for that. Mm-hmm. But, nope, it happened. Then they had these other women that were with men who let men abuse their children, let them kill their children, and they cry out, well, I couldn't leave him because I had nowhere to go. My family stopped talking to me. Well, you know, the family will get fed up and tired of, you know, always bailing you out of the situations that you're in. You leave them and you go right back. You go back and then something drastic happens. The family, you know, is not going to be there for you anymore.
Right.
But there are places that you can go. There is help that you can get. But some women get so complacent and they're so brainwashed and just don't have any type of self-esteem until they just stay in those predicaments, stay in those situations, and go through what they go through for in the name of love.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, that's how it is. And you know, it's sad. But it's true. You know, even killing, look at Susan, that girl Susan Smith. She killed her babies to be with a man, and that man did not want her. She put both her babies in the river, blamed it on a black man, and the man did not want her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sad. All in the name of love, because she wanted to be with this man that didn't want her.
Well, we're hearing so many stories along those lines nowadays that it is beyond disheartening. You know, participating in beating these kids with these men, and they, you know, they beating them to death and all this kind of stuff. They just identified the body today of a year old. Was a year? A year old. That mm-hmm. the parents had beat him to death because he peed on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mother beat herself up and said that three, I think it was Hispanic men, had jumped on them and took her son. They mm-hmm. figured it out that night that they were lying, but the body just washed up and somebody found it. And, mm-hmm. and whatever it was in, I think a backpack. And it, they found it this past weekend, and they identified his body today, that it was him. I'm mm-hmm. like,
wow.
I don't get that's, it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They do these crazy things for a man. You know, they put a man before their children. You know, some of them, they feed their man steak and potatoes and feed the kids oodles and noodles. You know, crazy stuff like that. You know, they dress their man up and pay for his car note and things like that, and kids run around looking like ragamuffins, you know. But, it, you know, it's just sad that they use love for all that. And then, you know, some women don't even know what love is, you know, because they don't love themselves, number one. When you don't love yourself, you how you going to love somebody else? I mean, how? Because first you have to know what love is, and you have to love yourself first. Now, I have a piece that was written and performed by critically acclaimed author, three books and a CD, Lamont Carey. His first novel, The Hill, followed by the sequel, The Wall, are stories of life behind prison bars in one of the most notorious penitentiaries. His third book, Reach Into My Darkness, I Hate This Place, is a collection of spoken word and poems geared for students. Lamont is an internationally known, unique spoken word artist who has appeared on HBO, Deaf Poetry Jam, The Lyric Cafe on BET, and The Michael Bazin Show. Lamont is an actor, director, producer, and writer of screen and stage plays. After all this, he's a mentor, a motivational speaker, and an activist for prisoners making the transition from prison to street life. For additional information, you can visit his website at www.lamontcarey.com. This poem is so profound. It's one of my favorite pieces. I want you to listen to it, and once you hear it, we're going to digest it.
She says no one in her family loves her. She says her friends she can't trust because they're snakes. She says I'm the only one who loves her. And she says she loves me. She says she loves me. So she clings to me even when I don't want to be bothered. She clings to me. She says she loves me. Like when I wake up in the morning, she's sitting on the edge of the bed with my plate of food ready to feed me. She says she needs me. She says she loves me. Even when I want to be left alone, she says she loves me. Like when I'm getting out the shower, she's standing there with the towel wanting to dry me off. She says she loves me. And I don't know love because I was raised in an orphanage where I had no family and the peas around me. All they wanted to do was get away. But she says she loves me. And when she's looking in my eyes and she's telling me she loves me, I feel something that I can't explain, that I cannot name, so I say that it's love. 'Cause she says she loves me. She says she loves me. Even when I want to be left alone, She says she loves me. All I want sometimes is some peace, just to be by myself. But she's always there. She's always on my heels. I cannot even feel my own body without her touching me, asking me, do she want me to make love to her? She says she loves me. And sometimes I lose control and I hit her. And I hit her. But she forgives me because she says she loves me. Even when I want to be left alone. And at times when I feel in the mood to talk or something's on my mind, she listens. Sometimes she gives advice. She says when I give her a cue, she says she loves me. Even when I'm mad as hell, she's standing there trying to calm me down, trying to ease my pain, because she says I am her man. She says she loves me. Even when the neighbors call the cops, she's telling them, no, stop. I fell in the shower. I walked into a cabinet. I tripped and hurt myself. She says she loves me. Even when her mother tells her to get a restraining order, she tells her mother that I didn't do nothing wrong. She tells her mother that she was wrong. Because she is afraid to admit that I am evil. If she admits, she will have to admit that I hurt her. And she will have to admit that she's made another mistake. Like the kids that she loved, but by four different men. But she says she loves me. Even when I want to be left alone, she says she loves me. And when I lost my job, times are already hard trying to feed a family of six. I hate that when I walked in a house, all I want to be is left alone. But she's on my heels telling me, what is wrong? Do we need to talk? But we gonna be able to carry on. I tell her I lost my job. Give me some space. She says she loves me. Even when I try to walk away, she's behind me. I walk in the room and I try to close the door. But she holds it. And I lose control and I beat her. I beat her and I beat her. I can hear her nose break. I can see her face. I can see her face. I can see the tears. I have seen the black eyes. I have seen her cry, but I hit her. So I try to walk away, but she keeps on following me. So I hit her again and I hit her again into the living room. And I can feel her bones and her face crack. Because when I hit her, I never hold back. She says she loves me as I beat her into the hall and on into the streets. She's telling me, crying, screaming, baby, stop. And she loves me. But I am out of control and I don't even know that I keep on hitting her. And when she's hit the ground, my feet, they start to pound. And I don't even stop. She says she loves me. And I don't even know when her body starts to convulse. She says she loves me. And as she lays there dying, I only stop because now that I'm crying, I'm not even aware that she's hurt. But I look at my hands and they're swollen and bleeding. And I may have even broke my knuckle. But when I look at her on the ground and see that this is wrong, something ain't right, she ain't breathing right. And I kneel beside her. I wish I could get inside her and heal all the pain that I've caused. But I know that this is my fault. And before her last breath, she looked at me. She tried to reach for me, but she was so weak. But she managed to say she loves me. She said she loves me. And she loves me until death does us apart. In 2004, 47 pregnant women were beaten, stabbed, shot, smothered, driven off a cliff, and the alleged suspect was their ex-boyfriends, boyfriends, husbands. Ladies, if you're being hurt, you got to get out that relationship before this story ends up being your story. She says she loves me.
That's Lamont Carey, and he's definitely a unique spoken word artist, and that's, like I said, one of my favorite pieces among others. Also, I have some of his poetry in my book of Delicious Erotic Short Stories as well that he let me put in there. But, ladies, what did you think of that piece? You know, we're just going to digest it, you know, as far as, like, because young lady, she was definitely in love with this guy, and it seems that she had low self-esteem, no self-love, uneducated, you know, clingy, you know, all those things that was sort of like disturbing to this young man. He had issues as well, you know, being brought up in an orphanage and not knowing what love is, and, you know, so what do you think of that?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I it's true to everything that he says, because that's mostly how some of these women are, and some of the stories that you hear, whether it's on TV, reading a book, or even someone that close to us, or, you know, we're exposed to some of that stuff, it's definitely on point. I can say that. That is definitely on point. That's on point. Me, anyway.
Yeah, it was a powerful piece.
Yes, it definitely is, and it makes you sort of like think, you know, how women can, you know, go through all this, because she had six, I guess the other two were by him, but four by different babies, daddy, so I guess that was a problem there. Then the fact that she never graduated from school. And, you know, then she lied about when he was abusing her. You know, that's something else that women should stop doing, is when they're being abused, you know, you need to let somebody know. Don't let men just constantly beat you up and give you black eyes. I had a friend till her eyes had been black so much until her eyes were permanently, you know, had the black underneath. They were permanently black from being black so much. Having two black eyes at one time. How does somebody get two black eyes at one time? That's, you know, I mean, I know it can be done because I saw it, but how, you know, did he punch you in the right eye, then punch you in the left eye, or take his fist and hit you? Not funny, but I'm just, you know, how does that happen? You know, a woman walks away with two black eyes, a broken nose, busted lips, you know, neck almost broke, you know, and this man is just, because he had a hard day at work, or because something happened to him, you know, in his childhood, or something, you know, that's throwing him off, you know, that's making him out of control. And, you know, he has anger issues of his own, and, you know, problems and things like that of his own that he's trying to deal with. And this woman is clingy and, you know, trying to love him, but she don't love herself. You know, so women need to, you know, even though I know, you know, sometimes you're afraid to tell, you know, when a man has abused you, but if you're in that much fear, then you need to get away from that man, because eventually you're going to end up just like this young lady in this poem, dead on the sidewalk, or dead in your bedroom, or dead somewhere, you know, telling your mom or your people, well, I ran into the cabinet, or I tripped, I fell, you know. You just can't hold on to that. You have to let it go, you know. So I'm just saying, anybody out there that's listening to this show that's in an abusive relationship or who's ever been in a relationship, you know, call in and we can talk about how you got out of yours. But if you're in an abusive relationship, you know, there are some ways that you can get out of it, you know, even out of fear. But you first have to think about, and if you're in an abusive relationship and you have children, you definitely have to think about your children, because you don't want your children to go through what you went through. So what you do is you make a plan, and you stick to that plan. You, when he go to work or whatever, you pack a bag or whatever, you get your clothes together, hide them in the closet, and as soon as he go to work, you leave. You know, if you got to stay at a police station, a hospital, or anywhere, just leave, because eventually you may end up dead or crippled or blind or, you know, just messed up for trying to love somebody. You know, love is good. Love don't hurt. But it'll hurt if you let it hurt. So, you ladies got any statements or anything you want to say, remarks about that?
Well, I definitely concur with everything that you just stated. As I've said many times before, when I walked away from mine, I wasn't even thinking about myself. I was thinking about the children.
Mm-hmm.
And the effect that it was having on them was becoming very prominent. You could see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that point that I guess I saw through everything else, and it's like, okay, and I just walked away. I left everything, and I just walked away. I've also been in a situation where I had two black eyes. But
at the same time?
Girl, yeah.
Now, how did that happen?
I can imagine how Muhammad Ali would be punching people,
mm-hmm.
and I could sit back and I could sit back and remember that. I mean, just punch after punch after punch after punch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. And I was so angry at myself afterwards. I took a picture. Well, I took pictures, Polaroid pictures of myself to remind myself of that time.
Mm-hmm.
I would never go through it again. Yeah, right. I went through that shit for 14 years. So it's like, I was blessed. I had God all over me. You know, I don't know. Because I often said that, and when I think about it, I honestly feel in my soul, I shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I am is because I'm meant to be. So, but, anyway, yeah, love is such a powerful entity,
right?
And it's a living, thriving entity of its own, and it's bigger. We had another show when I talked. It's bigger than anything that we've ever experience or dealt with, because there's strengths and weaknesses that come out of love that we would never ever understand.
Mm-hmm.
We will. You can never ever. You know. You've heard stories of mothers lifting cars off of their babies.
Yeah.
What I just said. For somebody to endure that. For somebody you love. It now, when I think about it, I'm like, this shit is sick. That's the only thing I can think of. It's like, what the hell was going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
The person I am today, honestly, I cringe when I think about who I used to be.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, the person I am today could not be that person. And I can't fathom it. I can't. It's like, wow. I even become tongue-tied because it's like, it don't make no damn sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow. But, yeah, when it, like I said, when it started affecting the children, then I left. And I saw the anger. And, like, I had one. He was a time bomb, a ticking time bomb waiting to go off. And I could see, I mean, it just anger. Then I had my daughter who was fearful for, I think, many, many years of what being that weak.
Mm-hmm.
Or being that, you know, so she ran from it. She was, what, 25 before she even really thought about getting a boyfriend.
Mm.
And she only thought about it thus far because she's 25 now.
Mm-hmm.
She has severe trust issues. And it's like, I just sit back and I look at that and it's like, damn, because a part of me feel guilty because I know some of that.
Mm-hmm.
She's never saw a healthy relationship.
Wow.
Never. So.
Well, you know, it's really bad for the children. And then, you know, women say they want to keep their family together because they want their children to have a father. Is that being a father to your child when you're being abusive to the mother? Is that being a father to a child when you're abusing this child? Children do not need to be in scenes like that just for the sake of them having a father. Well, I don't want mine. I never had a father, so I want my children to have a father. There's a difference in your child having a father, someone and nurturing them and loving them and caring for them and bringing them up to be substantial people in society, opposed to somebody who's beating your child, beating you, abusing you, treating you like dirt. I mean, you want your child to have that? You know, and some women actually stay in relationships on the count of the children, but little do they know that those children are being badgered and abused mentally. If they're not being abused physically, they're being abused mentally. And mental abuse is horrible. Horrible, because physical abuse, the wounds and things, they will go away, but mental abuse, it will stick with you. When somebody's verbally abusing you, mentally, that hurts. That really hurts. So if you want to be in a relationship with your husband or your significant other just for the sake of your children, not only is that crazy, but it's being selfish as well, because you have to think about your children. They deserve better, and you could do better, and you should do better. If, like I said, if you have to sleep in a church, a police precinct, or a shelter, at least your children are not being exposed to that danger and that harm that's going to come to them, that's coming to you. So, women, when you keep your children in relationships like that with you, you're being selfish. And when you're selfish,
you definitely don't have their best interests at heart.
Right, and that also, that rubs off on the children because they figure that this is the right way it's supposed to be, then that's the cycle. It goes on and on and on. You know, so you think of your children, don't be selfish. Don't, you know, stay because you didn't have a father. You know, was a reason, maybe it was a reason why your father wasn't there. Maybe your mother didn't want him to you to see him abusing her. You know, for whatever the reason. Don't subject your children to things that are not healthy for them. Okay, so we're going to talk about women who kill for love. I don't know if you saw this was on, where did I see this story? I think it was, it may have been on ID. This girl, she couldn't have any, well, she, you know, couldn't get pregnant. She'd had a few miscarriages. She couldn't get pregnant anymore. So she befriended this girl who was pregnant. And the woman had come full term to have her baby. A girl cut the baby out of the woman's stomach, killed the woman, took the baby home to her boyfriend. And he's still oblivious as to what's going on because she had pretended that she was pregnant this whole time. And she takes the baby home. And how they found out that it wasn't her baby, because, number one, the baby still had a little blood around the fingernails. And then the umbilical cord, you know, they put a clamp on the umbilical cord when it's cut. She had the umbilical cord tied with a string. So that gave her away. You know, she wanted a baby so bad for her boyfriend till she killed for a baby.
Wow.
And that's sad. That's really sad. Then you got women killing other women because a mistress killing a wife because she feels that she should be the number one. You know, so you have to be very careful when a woman knocks on your door and she throw lie in your face. Or knock on your door and shoot you in the head. And you don't even know what's going on. Your husband's out here messing around. And, you know, the mistress generally knows more about you than you do about her. So she decides, well, I'm sick and tired of being number two, so I'm going to go over to this woman's house and kill her. Just like that Buttafuoco woman and Amy Fisher.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That girl was 16 years old and crazy. She gonna kill that woman. Try to All in the name of love. You know, women, wake up, wake up, wake up. Don't do those crazy things. Killing, then lying and cheating and stealing. This girl here, this happened in Virginia. This happened some years ago. This guy had his girlfriend robbing banks. While he was outside talking to her on a phone call, she was called a cell phone bandit.
Oh, I remember that lady, and she was kind of young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Stealing for a man. And I could see if she had some kids at home, ain't had no money, and, you know, was desperate, but ain't no way. Because, you know, an armed robbery is serious in some states and some towns. It's very serious, even if nobody gets hurt or killed. But armed robbery can carry a lot of years. And I'm not doing no years for nobody. If I do, it's going to be for me. If I'm a robber bank, trust and believe, it's going to be for me. I'm not going to let no man tell me, yeah, baby, I love you. Go in there and get that money. We can go to paradise. We can do this. No, Negro, you go get the money. You love me, you go get the money. But you got women, they believe that stuff. They get locked up. That man is gone. And I know when you go to jail, huh?
What has always gotten next to me is when you hurt another woman because she's dealing with supposed to be your man.
Mm-hmm.
And I often sit back, and I guess that's the logical part of me. I've never had that mentality, and I don't really understand that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the one that hurt you, not her.
Yep.
And in some cases, she don't even know you exist.
That's true.
You know, I've never understood that. People, I know coming up, I saw a few cases of that. And what taught me that this particular saying is a lie is when I got confronted by something that, you know, somebody came up in my face. They say, what you don't know don't hurt you. Bull.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't know can end your life.
Yes, it can.
As you walking around here,
true.
And you don't even know that this is going on until you were, you know, confronted with it. And like I said, it had two times for me to have a confrontation. But I had a reputation of my own.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't never got to worry about me going toe-to-toe with nobody over no supposed to be man.
Yeah.
Because, see, if he's mad, I know it. I ain't got to fight you for it.
Yeah. And that's something crazy anyway. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to fight over a man, you know, especially because, see, I'm fighting for this man, and next thing I know, he done gone with the other woman.
Exactly.
I'm not going to fight over no man. Either you're going to be with me or you're not. But I refuse to fight over a man because it's not worth it. And then for what? Especially, like you said, 9 times out of 10, the mistress knows more about you than you do them. So you sitting home one evening, minding your business, this woman knocks on the door, and you either get maimed, shot up, stabbed up, or whatever, and you never even knew what happened.
Exactly.
You know, and that's really a sad thing because, you know, when men cheat, they are just so stupid about things. They just stupid, and they get caught, you know, for doing stupid things. You know, why would you go to your mistress' house and leave your cell phone and go to sleep? You know she's going to go in your phone. You know, why would you take your mistress to your house and tell her I'll be right back? She's sitting out in the car and getting the address and all this other kind of stuff. You know, just stupid things that men do. Just stupid things. But, you know, women.
I said, yes, they do some dumb stuff. I mean, and it's so much like, I know far as some women, you know, we would know signs, but, of course, we're in love and we don't want to believe that, so we overlook red flags. We get red flags all the time and we overlook them because that's just the nature of some of us. You know, some can be as strong and say, I'm cut that short and, no, you're not doing it for me. I'm just not going to work. I'm not going to put up with this. I can see the same characteristics of my last. I'm not going to go through it. But some can't see it, so we overlook it. And it's red flags and some crappy broad as day, and you just won't see it because that's part of, I think, just being nurturers of who women are, just what we are, nurturers. So you try to, you know, we think that we can change them, we think that they're going to be better, or we're overlooking it and they ain't going to do it again, or whatever the case may be, depending on the situation. But far as guys, I think they're just so silly, and they play their own, and I think they put their own self in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
Because some things are just so characteristic. I tell anybody, like I tell my little cousins and, you know, even my male friends, remember Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Watch that movie. The same stuff that she was doing. Y'all can pick that up because women start to do that. Somebody that's so clingy, you know, start buying you all that stuff. And start, you can pick up veterans. If you need to know what a stalker or what crazy is, watch Thin Line Between Love and Hate. I promise you it's about
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's about the same thing, you know.
Right, and you create these monsters.
You do.
Especially you know, you create them.
Yeah.
Just like that movie, what was that other movie? Fatal Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was definitely cool.
That white woman was crazy.
She was really
that was a
crazy
white woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was a stopper for nothing.
Yeah, but he poured all that stuff on himself. You see what I'm saying? Then when it gets heated up, they want to cut things off and stop it and all this and that, but it's too late. Because, number one, you don't have any business telling another woman that you love them when you have a wife at home.
Sure, dude. Not at all.
You don't have no business spending a night out with another woman when you got a wife at home. So you creating all these things, so she's expecting these things. You know, well, you spent the night last night. Why you can't spend the night tonight? You know, and You said you loved me. You was getting a divorce. These men, they not getting no divorce, sweetie. A man would tell you anything, anything to get them goodies.
Or whatever you offer.
That's a fact.
If it ain't goodies.
Huh?
I said, if it ain't goodies, whatever you offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I saw on more this woman, she was 20 years older than this guy. And the daughter, didn't want her mother to be with this guy because they felt he wasn't treating her right. He just was with her because of the things that she did for him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Ain't no way in the world, I don't care if I was dating somebody younger than me, older than me, or whatever, I am not buying them nothing. I might buy them a card or some flowers, but clothes and shoes and cars and all that kind of stuff, not. Because, see, they live that lifestyle. That's what they expect. So come to find out, they gave him the lie detector test, and they was engaged. This was the test. Do you really want to marry so-and-so? You said yes. The lie detector test said no. You're a lie.
Wow.
Are you with so-and-so because she buys you things? You said no. The lie detector test said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what makes it so bad, some of these women already know the results, what the results are going to be for them tests. So why would you even put yourself in that predicament before the whole world to see you make a fool out of yourself? You know, because they go and they say, well, if this is the last time, because if he cheated this time, this time, wait a minute, what about the other times? It's all right that he got away with the other times. So what make you think he's not going to continuously cheat? Because once he gets away with it, now know this, first of all, he is a cheater. And anytime a woman lets a cheater get away with it, he's going to continuously do that to you. And women, when you pick up a cheater, don't think you're going to change him. Because if he cheated on somebody to get with you, trust and believe you're going to cheat on somebody else to be with you and whoever that other person is too.
Awesome.
You know, so they be coming from miles around taking this lie detector test when you know the truth. You know the truth because you already said if he do it again.
You don't have any chance.
Yeah. Mhm. But you know, we got people that are just so, I don't know, stuck on stupid. I guess you could say that. Just stuck on stupid. We're gonna take a little break, and we'll be right back to the continuation of the nice topic: the things women won't do for love. cut short. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Think about loving you. Okay, welcome back. This is Delicious Talk, bringing sexy back. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. Again, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. And hit the number 1 to raise your hand, and I'll mic you up. If you got any questions, comments, or stories you'd like to share on tonight's topic, the things women won't do for love. Okay, so let's talk about the woman who sells her body for love. That may be a little off, but you have women who are actually in love with their pimps, and they sell their body and whatever else to satisfy their pimp. Now, if I was going to be a whore, streetwalker, prostitute, or whatever, trust and believe, I'm keeping all my money. I'm not giving it to no pimp, no madam, or nothing else. Because, number one, I'm the one out there doing the hustling. I'm the one out there laying up with this man, that man, taking a chance and all this and that. And then I'm going to give my money to a pimp or madam or escort service? Not. But those are things, some things that women do for love. I met this prostitute one time, and it was like in the wintertime. It was cold as I don't know what outside. And this was when the 14th Street District, if you're familiar with the Washington, D.C. area, 14th Street used to be the whole stroll. That's where all the prostitutes used to walk up and down the street. And it was a club at 3rd, and I think it was, what was that club? I forgot where the club was. But anyway, a lot of prostitutes and pimps frequent that particular club. And I had met this prostitute, and like I said, it was cold as I don't know what one night. And she was just standing out there, and, you know, I'm leaving the club, and she's standing out there trying to pick up tricks and everything. And I don't know how we got into the conversation, but she was telling me that she called her pimp daddy. She was telling me that her quota that night was like $1,000. And she said she had half the money. She said, but it is so cold out here. She said, I want to go in so bad, but I don't want to disappoint daddy, you know, because my quota is $1,000 and all this and that. And I'm listening to her, and I'm saying to myself, you're crazy. No way in the world am I going to stand out in the cold. Now, he's all warmed up. If he wasn't sitting in the car watching her, but warmed up somewhere, and she's standing out there shivering, you know, they wear less than nothing, be it spring, summer, winter, fall, and, you know, saying that she's trying to get her quota. And she told me that she was his top hoe. She had been with him the longest. And she, you know, she said, I really do love him. I love him. Anything he wants me to do, I'm going to do it. Blah, 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 this and that. And that just made me feel like I just wanted to shake her and slap some sense into her. You know, because that's crazy. But those are some of the things women will do for love. And it's sad. It's really sad. And I've seen a pimp slap a woman so hard that her wig came off.
Oh, wow.
You know, that had to be a hard slap. Or even her wig was loose, one or the other. But her wig came off. Then she got up and he pulled up real close to her. And I couldn't hear what he was saying to her, but she was crying. And, you know, basically she wasn't crying out. Because I guess she didn't want anybody to know that she was crying or whatever, but I can't see that. How can you love a man who put you on the corner and take your money, and then he telling you that this is for you got me for protection? Well, where was he at when all those other, when some of those hoes get killed that have pimps? Where that pimp was at? But I bet he'd be there to get that money.
Of course, he'd be there to get that money. But, you know, the thing with that I've seen a lot of situations where, you know, I never, I mean, if you don't know, but I'm very far from judgmental. Everybody mm-hmm. has their own walk of life. Everybody has their own story. But a lot of people that I've been exposed to that are in that life, far as having since, they come from, you know, not everybody's story is a broken home, but there's
right.
some that have to do what they have to do for whatever reasons. I mean, some of these pimps are, you know, you still have those, I call them those 80s, 70 pimps that have slapped shit out you. You still mm-hmm. have some of those who take the money and don't give you shit and just make you work. So you still have those. Then you have the pimps that, these new pimps that they still take your money, but it's like, I don't know, it's something that they make you feel like a family. I don't know, it's just weird. And some of the girls that I've met and ran into, everybody's story was different, and it was weird because we say, because anybody that's on the outside looking in, of course, you see somebody that's with this man and he's telling you what to do, how many people the fucking is taking your money, and you get none of it, and yeah, that looks like you look like a real asshole. That's what you look like. You look like a real asshole. And of course, on the people on the outside always looking in, you know, that's what you look like. But sometimes I tell people all the time, sometimes you need to hear the stories, because some people, they don't have what we're blessed to have. I can honestly say I'm blessed to have multiple people in my family. I just choose to do what I want to do because that's just what I want to do. Anything
right.
that I do is because I chose to do it. I don't come from a broken home, nothing of that. Anything negative that I've done, that's a choice that I made. That's something I was into until I feel convicted or don't want to do it anymore. And hey, that's what it is. But some people don't have family. Some people, mama died, grandma died. They left to be on the street. Some families won't take them in. Some been passed around to foster care and then got molested and hurt in there and then ran into somebody. Shoot, you get molested at a foster parent house and you going from foster parent and you run into this man that's going to talk sweet to you and tell you he's going to take care of you and all you got to do is this and shit. You're fucking already. That's the way they're going to put it. You fucking already.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well sit and they're going to talk sweet to you and take care of you. What chick not going to do it when she's in
yeah.
need, when she's not
yeah.
in need? So, I mean, you have some that, just curious. I think the curious thing about it. I don't know why anybody want to be curious about being with a pimp. I don't
Mm-mm.
know why you're curious to be with a pimp.
No,
but there's some people that's what they do. Like they didn't have no choice at the time because they didn't have that uncle, that aunt, that sister, that grandma, that mom, that stepdad to say, come on. You know, your mama gone, your grandma gone, or whatever the case may be, let's go. They don't have that type of family, so their results in the streets. No, I'm not making excuses for some people, but some people don't have what others are blessed to have. So they do it for so long, and they're used to it. Like, who are you to come up and say, you're an asshole for doing it, and you don't know this. So, and I mean, and don't get me wrong, not everybody's like that. You're right. Some do come from great families and, again, chose to do whatever and got caught up in a situation. Now you're in a situation just like game. You got caught up in something now. In order for you to get out, you just damn near got to be killed to get out the shit or got to do something crazy just to get out of it. And you just have
right.
to be in a situation. Sometimes you don't even know you're in a situation. So I tell anybody to, never judge, but just look like, of course, there are idiots. Yes, we do know that. There are idiots that are just idiots, like, really? That's what you want to do? You just, and not only just with the pimps, but just with a relationship. I love them, and, black eye. Even with that, you don't know the story behind that, because I don't know what go on behind closed door. All I know is you come to work every day with a black eye. How the hell you come to work every day with a black eye? Just get bigger and bigger. That's all we see. And, of course, again, on the person on the outside looking in, you're going to say, oh, God, you're the ass. Like, but, again, it's never easy to just leave. Like, I tell anybody, you can't just leave unless you already prepared and planned. But that's something
right,
that
that's, you have to make
do.
Plans.
You have to
you
make
definitely
plans.
Have to make
just,
plans.
Because you be dead if he finds you. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a lot that goes behind that. Just, it's a lot. Because everybody has a story, and that's the crazy thing. Everybody has a story. And some overcome it. Some don't. I've seen an old lady that's been tricking all her life. Damn, you're still a streetwalker? How the hell are you still a streetwalker? That makes
wow.
no sense. You've been a streetwalker since I was in school. And I mean, like, I remember you in middle school, and I am 31, about to be 32. Wow, you still a streetwalker.
Well, you know, that can be an addiction as well, because once you keep doing something over and over, you just become addicted either to the money or to the act. So, therefore, someone who's doing it that much over and over and really don't have anything to say but this is my life, that's an addiction. And some of these prostitutes are runaways or they're transit, meaning they, you know, came here, they was exported here or came here, the promise of getting a good job or whatever. And if some of them have been in abusive households, being abused by their family members or being abused and molested in foster care. And this is what, when their self-worth is gone, their self-esteem is gone, they don't see anything good about themselves, so that's why they go out there and they do what they do, some of them. Everybody, like you said, everybody has a story, everybody has a reason. But the point that I was trying to make, that if I, and I was only speaking for myself, if I was to be a prostitute, there's no way in the world that I would have a pimp. You know, now whatever reason another woman would have a pimp and, you know, do this for a pimp and all this and that, that's on her. But me, no. Because number one, I'm taking the risks, I'm doing all the work, and I don't care. I don't care if he's talking about he's protecting me and he's managing my money and all this and that. No, Negro, I can manage my own money. You know, I'd have laid up all night for this money and I'm not giving it to you. Now, I'm just speaking for myself. Now, other women who have pimps and whatever, you know, that's on them. But I think, and then a man who pimps a woman out, that's not even a man. Because if he's able-bodied, if he can slap somebody around, he can slap some wood around or slap some furniture around or slap some hamburgers around or, you know, get out there and get a job, that's what he need to do.
Hey, they ain't gonna get no job once you keep getting women that's gonna love them.
I know.
It's just not even. They're not even gonna get a job.
thing. Women, you know, they keep, you know, letting these men do these things opposed to just, you know, because that's why I'm saying. That's why I would never, ever, ever get a pimp. Because they get used to that lifestyle and they feel that you are, it's owed to them. And if you don't keep doing what they tell you, do they either beat you? Some of them end up killing you. Some of them rape you. Some of them let people pull the things that these pimps let these men do to these women when they don't get what they want from them is a shame. And I mean, it's really a shame. All on account she didn't make her quota, so he goes and get a coat hanger and beat her with it. Or he pours hot water on her or put clamps on her vagina. You know, all those crazy things that they be doing to women because she's $100 short. How many dollars did you bring in?
Right.
You know, but that's all in the name of love. And I just hope that, you know, women will straighten up and, you know, really find out what real love is and adhere to that, opposed to letting some man come along and tell you, yeah, I love you, I want to do this, I want to do that for you. Then once he gets with you, he's pulled a 360-degree turnaround, went from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde, you know, abusing you. And some women, you need to know the signs of abuse, too, because some women don't even know when they're being abused. You know, it may start with verbal abuse, then it ends up being physical. You know, be careful, because if a man screams and hollers and curses at you and call you all kind of names, that's abuse.
Right.
That is abuse. And if you don't know it, you better ask somebody. The next time he may not be screaming and hollering. He may be throwing something upside your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And it's just different signs and different things. And women really don't equate them with abuse. And if a man is stealing your money, taking your money, that's abuse too.
Right.
You know. So don't think it's not. A man takes your money to keep you from being productive, and he's dishing money out to you, and he's isolating you, and, you know, just treating you any kind of way he wants to, and you're not feeling good about it, then ask yourself, what's going on here? You know, what's happening? Why am I feeling this way? Because if a man is treating you any kind of way that doesn't make you feel good, then you need to ask yourself that question. What kind of relationship is this? Where are we going with this relationship? Should I even be in this relationship? You know, and we all have intuition. We have intuition for a reason.
Yeah, you're right about that. And that crap do work.
Yeah, and if something's telling you this is not right, listen. Because some days when I be going out and I say, should I go down New York Avenue or should I go this way? And something will say, go the other way. But then I say, well, I'm going to go down New York. Darn if I go down New York Avenue, be packed traffic, detours here, there. And I say to myself, I should have listened to that other voice. So you know what? From points on, sometimes I actually listen to my other voice, and it's the right thing. You know, it's there for a reason. Now, it's just been minimal, small things that I have ignored it about. But something huge, you know, like if it tells me this guy's not right, don't go over his house. This guy's not right, don't get in his car. This man is not right, don't talk to him. I'm listening to that. Listening to it. You know, because it's telling you that for a reason, and you need to listen to that little voice when it's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you got the women that just ignore it, and they do what they want to do, and the next thing you know, you reading on the news where they found a body here, and, you know, because I watch ID faithfully.
That's a good show to watch.
Hmm?
I said that's a very good show to watch. I watch
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
And I watch Snap.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb. Oh, if I would have just got away.
Yeah.
That's some good shows to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm
let's
just saying.
Okay.
You got to keep your ears open. Sometimes it's best not to say nothing, but as long as you hear something and keep your eyes open, you know, work with that. But please listen to your intuition. Use that. It was given to us for a reason.
Right. But someone thinks that we overlook stuff. You know, we always think we can do better. We know better.
Yeah, that's true, but I'll tell you what. When you don't listen and something happens, I bet you'll listen the next time. And like I said, little things I may ignore. Like when I ask myself, should I go out New York Avenue opposed to going up through town to get to where I want to go? But like I said, if it's something serious, like this guy, he don't look right. You don't need to be going with him. Or don't talk to this guy because of this. You know, different things that set off a little red flag or alarm. Yes, I'm going to listen to it.
Right.
I'm definitely going to listen to it. And then you got some people that you never knew that they were the way they were until something happens. You know, because when people show you who they are, believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Believe
my,
it.
Okay, say
and,
that even.
Yeah. And I'm never going to take anybody at face value, especially a man, because men, they have a tendency to be sort of deceitful and, you know, to get things that they want or whatever. So
right.
I'm not taking anybody at face value. If it don't sound right, don't look right, then it ain't right for me. Simple as that. I don't have time for the BS. I don't have time for somebody grinning and skinning in my face when they stab me in the back.
Right.
You know, so that was that. This has been a very interesting show as far as I'm concerned. So I hope, you know, the listeners who's ever listening out there have learned something tonight from tonight's show. And if you didn't, you know, you listen, maybe it'll sink in at a later date. You may think back, you know, different things that was discussed on this show. And also, you can download that poem, She Says She Loves Me. It's on CD Baby. I think CD Baby, yeah. Like Lamont has a CD out as well. And he's very, very, very good spoken word artist, among other things. But, you know, like I said, that was one of my favorite pieces, among others, because his spoken word is just so profound. So, you know, you can relate to the poems that he writes, and when he's doing his spoken word, you can almost put yourself there, or you know something that's going on with what he's speaking about. He also has a couple of poems that they're using in the school systems in Denmark and Canada, the poem he does, I Can't Read. And a lot of people on YouTube are reciting that piece that he does. So if you want to get Lamont's CD, you can go to CD Baby and download the individual songs or whatever, the individual spoken words that he's done on there. And go to his website, which is LamontCarey.com. And, you know, you get more information on him, what he's doing and what he's about. And he also has two books out, The Hill, and the sequel to that is The Wall. The Hill, I read The Hill, which was very good book. I haven't read The Wall yet, but it's the sequel to The Hill. So you can also get that off of his website. And I think this last book he wrote, what's the title of that? Reach Into My Darkness. I think you can get that on Kindle, but it won't be available till I think next month, he said, something like that. But The Hill is on Kindle as well. I don't know if The Wall is or not, but like I said, you can go to his website and get all the information that you need from Lamont Carey's page. And I think we're going to wrap the show up. Do you ladies have any closing remarks?
Well, speaking on love, you all, I know it's probably easier for someone to say than to put in action, but that love got to start within yourself.
True.
And if you can't love you, no matter what you try to give off and put off, you can't share that love.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. And it has to start with yourself. And love don't rob you of your dignity, your respect, it doesn't hurt that way.
Right.
It's not that, it doesn't feel like that. And if it starts within you, it won't get to that point. You have to love you and accept you for exactly who you are. Not who you plan to be, not who you want to be, not who this, that, and the other. It starts with you.
That's true. So once you've got to love yourself. You have got to love yourself, because that's the only way you can love somebody else. And if you don't know what love is, if you've never had love before, then, you know, it's going to be hard when you get into a relationship. You know, just as the young man spoke in that poem, he don't know what love is. You know, but this woman, she was clingy and she was looking for love, and she had issues. Both of them had issues. So what happens when two people come together to have issues and don't know what love is? Nothing becomes of it, you know. So love yourself, and, you know, things will follow, but you have got to love yourself. And with that being said, you know, I want to thank all my listeners out there. Rhea and Danny, I do appreciate you ladies for coming on every Wednesday with me. And Rhea, I do appreciate you when you come on Fridays with me. And, you know, like I said, who's listening on their iPad, iPhones, or whatever, I appreciate that. You could be anywhere, but you're listening to Gail Delicious Johnson at Delicious Talk bringing sexy back. With that being said, I'm going to close the show out and hope everybody has a beautiful rest of the week. And see you ladies next week. The next week's show will be posted probably before maybe Monday or Tuesday, something like that. So everybody have a good evening, and I'll talk to you ladies later. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Rhea.
Good night, Danny.
Other times I wonder, there's no peace of mind, yeah. Ooh, I'd like to know what you feel for me. Should I? Is it really real, or is it just a lie, yeah?
Good night.